This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Just talking to Jay Jacobson. I got a couple of things headed my way. And he's in the middle of trying to help fight this fire in California. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Well, I wasn't here yesterday, so, you know, Monday didn't work out. But, hey, now the gang's all here and fresh back in from having his passport stamped and declaring all the whatever fruits and vegetables he brought back with him from Spain is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Bill, it's a pleasure to be with you again. It seems there's always, you and I turn around and there's always too much news to cover. Where should we throw a dart and start anywhere?
Well,
goodness.
Wherever you would like. I mean, you want to tell us about Spain? Are there people that own guns in Spain? I mean, that I don't know, honestly.
If you wondered what would happen if socialists took over New Jersey, or New York or California, but I repeat myself, you would end up at Spain.
Mm.
Now, their state-run media, pretty much like our mainstream media, will gladly trumpet if there is a murder in the United States. And being such a large company, 300 million, of course, it happens occasionally. So when there was one out in California, it made the news around the world, particularly in socialist bastions like Spain. Oh, the United States is so dangerous. And then I'm there with my friend, and he goes, is that really true? And I hand him my podcast. I say, it happens. We're very large. Did you see this? It's in a gun-free zone. I show him my podcast. Did you see about these self-defense examples that we also have that happen every 15 minutes in my country? And the guy goes, I knew it was theoretically possible that you defended yourself in the United States. I didn't know it happened. Because if we think our media is sort of disinterested, theirs would never, ever touch it. It was amazing.
Theoretically, huh?
Well, yeah, it's the guy knew that we carried. I guess we carried for a reason. But he never sees, certainly not in his news. Tell me, are there Spanish, what's the big Spanish TV station? I just forgot the name of it. Telemundo. They would never cover it. So what I'm trying to do is get my silly little podcast translated into Spanish. Say, here, it's like this.
Well, that probably would be helpful. Now, were they getting a lot of borderline nightclub shooting coverage there?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Now, it's interesting that you would be there because you're a unique person to be there because you probably, I mean, here recently we've had two wannabe rampage killers that were stopped by armed citizens. And then this one where not only was nobody in there armed, even the six off-duty cops in there were not armed. So, What did you tell him about the McDonald's in Alabama or anything like
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah. He and I, because I, you know, my phone did not work well, but I had articles on it, you know, pre-sorted. And I said, here, how about these? And he goes, oh, wow. I was a little hurt. We've been friends, he and I. But you had dinner with him.
Right.
My friend, Mr. Larson. But he wasn't following my his family's involved in some moves right now, and he wasn't following my podcast or my blog. I was, it'll be okay. It'll pass.
Right.
You have friends in, let's say, Detroit. Oh, we both have several good friends in Detroit, and you see
right.
how that city has really been crushed. The same sort of feel exists in Spain, 20% unemployment. They're losing their – if you're a young Spaniard and you speak a foreign language, you'll leave to find work. And the best places to go are the Czech Republic, Poland. But young Venezuelans will come to Spain because they speak the language and everything is a better place to be than Venezuela. It's amazing. Just make sure
every place
you count your blessings,
buddy.
Every
place is better to be than Venezuela. Yeah, I guess so. So – That's interesting. I haven't been to Europe since 1987, so I'm always fascinated when somebody I know goes to Europe, especially a gun person, just to see what they find.
There are guys who love to shoot. There are. It is a rich man's sport. You have to have a safe in your home before you can even be given a permit, so it's at least a six-month process.
Right.
They're crushing the gun culture. It's very hard. Oh, airsoft is regulated, of all things.
Airsoft.
You know, airsoft. And you and I sort of mentioned this. Just to – you don't have the right of self-defense in Spain. You certainly don't have the right to the tools to do it, like a firearm.
Right.
Knives, it's not as crazy as New York, so that they can have knives. But, well, how do I say this? There are only a few thousand concealed carries among 40 million people. If you're not a security guard or a politician or a police officer, you can't get them. But it's a socialist mentality. That was why it was so fascinating to see. If the police aren't trained to move as they shoot, then it's not allowed for anyone to move as they shoot. So, other than you go to the police, you say, I'd like to do a practical pistol competition. Okay, on that day, in that bay, you can move as you shoot, but nowhere else.
Hmm.
Wow. That was a culture shock.
Hmm.
Huh, yeah. So, the joke, oh, you're not as well-trained as the police. Most of our listeners right now, oh, yeah, you are. you're better trained, unfortunately. Now, oddly enough, the police will go find closed ranges so that they can sneak in and get the training they know they need. It's crazy.
Are the police armed in Spain?
Yes, they are.
What, do they have a big Islamic migrant issue in Spain?
Yes, they do. In the southern cities, there are giant no-go zones in many of the cities. Some of the southern cities are almost entirely no-go zones. It's really,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, they're doing it to themselves.
Well, yeah, well, they obviously have, I don't know.
Well, by the way, the guy looks at me and goes, it's not the guns that we like in the United States. It's the freedom. And they know the difference between New Jersey and Texas. So these, one of the larger investors from EU are Spanish companies looking for a place to move their operations.
Right.
Cool. Yeah.
All right.
So maybe they'll end up in the Carolinas and you'll get to meet some awesome Spanish gun owners.
We'll see about that. That would be nice. But anyway, we're coming up on the break. Rob Moore's fresh off of his international travels. We are talking whatever's going on in the world of Rob Morse. He is a writer at Ammoland at ClashDaily.com and at Slopax WordPress blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin Bones, St. Peter's Fish, hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release. or set the fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Yeah, I got stuff coming from them. They will be sending me some evaluation stuff. That'd be fun. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse, who has just come back from... Was that something you had planned? That was just a quick jaunt to Spain for a week?
As quick as 9 hours each way in the air can be.
Yeah.
My wife had a conference scheduled there, and I said, let's take the family since we haven't seen it before. It was fast. Yeah. I met just some wonderful people. Couldn't be happier.
Of course. Yeah. So,
let's see. We had a fascinating election. Now, am I right in thinking that we have 2 months of Republican rule in the House before the Democrats take over?
Well, yeah. Until, January, I guess January the 17th, or whenever it is.
I wonder if this, you know, I would think that the Republicans, having 2 months to govern, could focus their attention and get something done. Democrats already have model gun control bills sitting there. They're proposed by various legislators. I don't see that the Republicans have anything proposed. That's quite a disappointment.
Well, that's because in the House, Paul Ryan is in charge in the House.
And
I'm not sad to see Paul Ryan go. I'm not losing the House was sort of. I really hoped America would look at it and say, "Well, the economy's so good, we're just going to leave it in the Republicans' hands." But there was so much money dumped into it, and in a lot of places, there's so few people that are actually politically engaged.
Right. Right.
And getting out there, they get all of their information off of the magic box. And when you've got 38 Republicans just quitting in the House, that's what we had, that's a big gap. That's a big gap. So it doesn't surprise me. But at the same time, I don't know how much of a loss it is, because these are the same Republicans that told us for 8 years, if you give us what we need, we'll repeal Obamacare. And then we gave them the last piece of the puzzle, and they couldn't do it. So
exactly. Yeah. They thought they could claim. Let's be blunt. You and I wanted to see performance. And when we didn't see it, we didn't pay them. We didn't donate to their campaigns. We four billionaires plus some government union money outspent the Republicans by $300 million in this election.
Yep.
They just, but there is some awesome news. I have to love my fellow citizens. Do you remember in that Louisville church where a racist came in, tried to get into a black church, and the doors were locked? Thank God. And then, unfortunately, he went to a Kroger and hunted down some black people, killed two before a white man chased him away. I think it was a white guy.
Right.
That church was deeply shaken, as they should be. They're now having, a police officer. Retired LEO. Security guards. Do you have security training and you've got your permit? Please carry at the regularly scheduled services, but also, you know, prayer groups. We're just open during the week for the various missions of the church.
Right.
That I hate that they had to learn their lesson that way. I'm so relieved they did learn it, because I don't want this ever to happen again.
The problem with this is that while you and I sit here, and I've said this many times, and I hate being right about this, but the problem is that we can sit here and teach all day long, and until they actually comprehend what we're telling them, until the lesson taught is learned, until it's acquired and assimilated into their mindset, a lot of times we're just wasting our breath.
So, well, okay. You're saying perhaps that this black church only learned when it quite literally was a knock on their door. The yeah. attack on the synagogue wasn't enough. Well, I hope you're right, and that's you're certainly in many cases you're absolutely right.
Well, I mean, I've spoken with some ministers, and I'll ask them, what are you guys going to do? And they'll say, it's just so horrible to think that we have to carry guns in church. And that's what they cling to. And
yes,
you are correct. It is horrible. It is also real. This is the real world we live in now. So we can sit around and we can watch Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown, as long as we understand that we can watch that, and as long as we can make sure that nobody comes to the door to interrupt our viewing pleasure.
Right. Now, to their great credit, a number of temples, Jewish temples, and Catholic right. churches, particularly in New York, have been turning the corner. If I'm to believe the gun news that I dig up, you know, right. they're oddly enough, I believe that's even allowable in California. I mean, I don't even think, you know, isn't that odd? As hard as it is to get a carry permit, now you could have carried in a bar in California as long as you didn't drink. But someone described it, I called up an LEO friend, and I would love to hear what your shooting buddy says, Bill, that they go, if anything happens, anything, my fault or not, and I have a gun, my gun, and they're going to do a breathalyzer on me. And if it's not 0-0 point all the zeros, then I have a huge, huge problem. You know, so they don't drink.
Right. Well, I imagine that's... Well, I mean, that's the way I go into lots of restaurants that serve alcohol, and I don't really drink that much alcohol as it is. So, but I see exactly what you're saying. I get it. But anyway, coming up on the next break... In addition to being a writer, Rob is a podcaster now I finally caught up with him. I now have two podcasts too.
Yes.
but it took so long for me to catch up to him. The first podcast, of course, is the Ensemble podcast with the Polite Society, which is a very in-depth podcast. I've sat around and listened to him go through it and everything, and this is very, very well put together. And then there's Self-Defense Gun Stories, unique in the United States, both available at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, all these other things. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship.
USA Radio News.
I want to thank the firefighters and FEMA and first responders for their incredible courage in the face of very grave danger. Yesterday I signed a disaster declaration for the state of California. We will do everything in our power to support and protect our fellow citizens in harm's way. And we say, I think as a group, I can tell you as a group, God bless everybody.
President Trump earlier today from the White House, now all told over 7,000 firefighters are still fighting those firefighters, and more than 7,000 structures have already been destroyed. Juul e-cigarette announced it will stop selling flavored pods at more than 90,000 retail stores nationwide. including convenience stores and specialty vape shops, and CNN sues the Trump administration over Jim Acosta's White House access being denied. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said CNN is just grandstanding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Talking to Rob Morse, who's just come back off of, I'm not exactly on the road, I would guess I would say the friendly skies. What's on your mind? What would you like to think about now?
Well, before we leave our last topic, and let's talk about the shooting in the California bar there at Thousand Oaks. I dug up some older documents where some New York religious leaders, as far as last January, this was a Catholic archbishop who said, look, we have a problem. We need physical security. And he asked 300 staff members to go get training for, you know, an active murderer event. Right. I never was able to find how much of that train, you know, sounds like a good idea. Here's the letter. How many parishes actually followed through? But to have a senior official in the Catholic Church say, go get it, go do it. Had you told me that, I would have lost a bar bet, Bill.
Right.
Right. So
was that a moment of unplanned candor that was recanted? later, or?
See, that's what I, to report on this gets hard because unless they actually, a newspaper reports on the training exercise, and they did. So some of the many parishes involved did go get the training and had exercises, perhaps in their parking lot where it was public, and then they informed the public about what was going on. It would be hard to know if all 300 that were asked to go attended. Often, security plans are not made public. You can, right. For example, if you go to your school and you say, I'd like to see your detailed security plan, including the audit, and your audit history to say when you were audited, what did they find? Did you implement the recommendations? They're going to look at you and say, you're not on the school board. You're not with the sheriff's department. You have no need to know, but they should absolutely be able to tell you. We have a program in place. We were audited. We were given 9 action items. We've completed 6 of them. The rest of them were in the that's the sort of answer that tells you, yes, they're taking it seriously. And that with the church, you can ask that question. I don't even know that you'd get an answer that they would allow you to print. No. I just mean I don't think they're good. That's the sort of answer I can get and have gotten from a school board. Sure. I don't expect my local bishop to be that forthcoming.
Yeah. So, this is the thing that everybody's going to have to do. And those that don't do it, here's the thing. Here's the biggest problem I have with these kind of shootings, right?
Right.
It is a proven empirical fact that armed citizens deter rampage killers. That's a proven fact. And every time, every place that, like California, which is trying so hard to be just one big, gigantic, gun-free zone, getting out, and plus they are the epitome of gun control central. They have, I don't know how they could possibly, the only thing they could possibly do is just say, we ban them all together to get it any worse than it already is. And yet, they will sit there and say, well, Gavin Newsom, governor, apparently the governor-elect of California, is out there saying, well, we need more gun control. Well, dude had, he went through all of your flaming hoops. And the only thing he didn't have, you're going to have to set up, wall the border off, and then you're going to have the magazine police go out there, and you're going to have to go door to door, and it's going to be like it was in Maryland, where you go after somebody just owning something that was legal, where you get somebody killed. And that won't happen too many times, and then we'll have another Bundy Ranch.
Yep.
So, I mean, the idea that we still have these things occur, it leads me to one very cynical belief, which is I think the Democrats like it happening. I think they want, like, having the gun-free zones, knowing that there's going to be another rampage killing, because then that way they can trumpet for more gun control yet again. Because have you ever noticed how they pick and choose which event is the one they're going to try to get behind and say, this is it, our blood's on our hands, blah, blah, blah. Have you ever noticed that?
I'm not sure. What do you mean?
Las Vegas should be the one that everybody's falling on their sword for, and yet nobody's falling on their sword about it. We've heard some stuff about bump stocks, but they haven't been banned yet. There's people some making noise about banning them, but haven't been banned yet, and that was the largest rampage killing in the United States ever.
Yeah. I think the news cycle moved on, and they needed something bloodier. You're right. They will use the Thousand Oaks bar shooting to promote more gun control in California. They're just looking for FaceTime in front of the media. I was checking with my friends that are gun store operators,
right,
in the San Diego area, and there was an uptick in people who wanted a pistol. Sure. Ventura County, where this bar was located, you can get a permit there. It's cumbersome. It's not as easy as you and I have it, Bill. But it's much easier than San Diego, and a lot of people in that county have been to the local gun shop. There's only one in Thousand Oaks, and they've been learning how crazy California gun laws are. Hi, there's just been a murder across the street in a bar. I'd like to get a gun. And the guy goes, cool, which one? This one. Can I shoot it? No. Okay, I'll buy it anyway. Can I take it with me? No, you can come back in 10 days.
Yeah.
So
I'm sure lots of people are learning this one. Yeah, that's something a lot of people are learning for the first time is, what do you mean I have to wait? I thought you just told me I passed a background check. I thought it was easier to buy a gun than it was to buy a book or get a bunch of broccoli.
Right. Well, they're finding out how difficult it is to buy broccoli in California.
I guess so.
It is both heartening. Good. You're taking your self-defense seriously and your family safety. Bless you. Don't stop. But in theory, you could have learned this and should have learned it when there was the murder with the three Muslims who were shooting up that Christmas pageant or Christmas holiday party again, San Bernardino. Yes, they should have. Wouldn't it have been great if there was, I'm sorry to say it, if someone had broken the law who was the designated driver in that bar? I wonder when we're going to start breaking our laws and just say, did they have any security at that bar that you'd heard of, Bill?
I think they did. They probably had floormen, but bouncers in a bar. I mean, I've been one. Most of the time, we're there to break up any fights. And
right.
Then the other thing is we make sure all the beer bottles don't congregate too many on a table. We're busboys. So,
right.
And we're coming up on the next break. And I am talking to Rob Morrison. We're talking about, just the stuff that occurred while he was gone. And we'll continue that conversation when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if this social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. I am talking to Rob Morse real quick, Rob. Before I go any further, I got accepted today on full30.com with the video channel. So now in addition to being on YouTube, I have it on full30.com. So that's cool, I guess. And I want to thank Scott Lampin at High Threat Concealment for helping me get that worked out. That was pretty nice of you, Scott. So, anyway.
What's it like to negotiate that? You just have to go to them and say, hi, I've got this many on YouTube. Can I come over? And they say, nah, that's enough. Come on, Bill.
Well, you know, what it boiled down to, it was, I think, I shot a video for High Threat Concealment, and Scott looked at it and said, this is a pretty good video. So decided to make this approach. Well, I had no idea he was going to do it. So the only negotiation to it was that they actually do pay. And the guy wanted me to fill out a W-9, and I said, listen, I'm not looking to make any money off of the video. I make money off of the radio show. If you guys want to monetize the videos, by all means, do that. I'm just looking for a place to park it. Because just the other day, 2 days ago, as a matter of fact, 2 days ago, my Black Friday videos that I shot for AR-500 Armor, and it was just about two new carriers that came out and have been in existence for a year. They got demonetized on YouTube. They told me that they were not regular advertisers would not want to advertise on it. So I've taken and demonetized my channel altogether. I make a living off the radio show. I just use the video as a means to sort of augment what I do on the radio. So
to let your listeners find you on YouTube and say, hey, I should listen to this guy. Yes, you should.
Yes. So I stick it out there. I'm a shameless shill. I'm sorry.
Oh, speaking of shameless, when was the last time you had some med training? Any this year?
None this year. As a matter of fact, last time I had some really intensive med training was in 1990 at Fort Campbell when I graduated for the fourth time from the Combat Lifesavers class.
Well, okay, so that then you were a pretty sharp knife. That was interesting.
Now I'm a butter knife.
Now we both are.
Yeah.
Going through customs and all with my tourniquet. They're all, what's that? I go, it's a tourniquet. I go, you carry it. I carry it. They go, huh. Stuff happens. They go, yes, it does. That I think, is a peculiar part of United States gun culture, where we go, we're first responders. We're not shooters. It's not the tool. It's the process. It's the plan. There are going to be people injured.
Right.
What are we going to do with them? So hopefully, because let's face it, in Thousand Oaks, California, a lot of the people that suddenly went to the gun store and said, here, let me buy that piece of frightening steel, will also take a broader view and go, oh, and if my family's injured, I should have a way to save their life too.
Right.
Let's hope the culture gets bigger.
The culture, well, I mean, the culture is going to get bigger. It can't help but get bigger. As, you know, Generation Z, I don't know if you've noticed it, but Generation Z is coming along, and they're a gigantic, there's a little, I'll share with you a thing about Generation Z.
Okay.
So I'll send that to you. I'll email it to you or share it with you for text. But this will be the next generation of Second Amendment thumpers coming.
Interesting.
Along.
Interesting. Yeah. Now, unfortunately, I won't be with you next Monday. I'll be going and taking some more classes that include some med training. So after Thanksgiving, when we meet up again, I'll be tuned up both with firearms and medical first responder training.
There you go.
It was sort of a leading question when I asked you there, partner. Man. I should have let you know.
Where are you going? What are you going to take?
Out to Colorado, one of their intro faster classes. This is where you would teach school staff to be first responders.
Okay.
Less than half are actually teachers, but we'll call them teachers, you know, school staff.
I like it. I like it plenty.
and what... What's interesting for them, particularly because, you know, Colorado just voted pretty heavily Democratic. See what happens when you have, you know, tens of millions of dollars to throw around.
Right.
They sort of get held in a very uncomfortable light. Like, you know, strangers seem to suddenly become very educated about guns and go, you know, wouldn't it be better if we painted all the gun carrying teachers pink or something so they wouldn't get shot by police? And you go, no, don't help me anymore. It's going to. And so I just wanted to talk with them a little bit about that when I saw them. Just ask them what oddball suggestions they've received, because those meetings have to be fascinating. When you're out on the, you know, the western range of the mountains, I think those people are probably squared away. But the closer you get to Denver and Boulder than Aspen, the stranger the people get as far as their ability to. They haven't lived with a gun. They don't understand it.
I get what you're saying. I mean, I fully am assimilating with it. I just, you know.
They're going to be my canary in a coal mine, you know. Yeah. Tell me, what crazy things have you come across? Oh, they should have some stories. It'll be fun.
Yeah. They should have some stories, all right.
Were the guy's pupils the size of pinpoints when he said it? Like he was, it's legal out there to be stoned on marijuana. Did he go to the school board meeting stoned? Anyway, what? You had something? We've only got a few minutes left.
Well, no. You know, I'm actually, I was just thinking to myself, I haven't taken any sort of, update on any of the stuff that I learned
right
a long time ago, and I probably should. And I wonder where I could go to take it. Now, I'd like to take it with Kerry Davis of Dark Angel, except tracking him down is like, you know, it's like the only time I ever see the Yeti is in a Jack Lynx commercial. Otherwise, he's quite elusive, and Kerry is like the Yeti. But I was just thinking to myself, "Hey, this is I should try to find a place to go."
There are a number of guys who do pretty regular and pretty consistent programs both out of Southern Colorado and out of Texas.
Right.
I've bumped into both of them. Great guys. You know, I guess if you're an EMT by day and you've been reviewing it for a long time, they have to dumb it down for us civilians pretty heavily, but it was a fascinating class.
Yeah. Well, I think the next thing I'm going to think about doing is I need to learn about the bolt gun. I have the scout rifle.
Ah, yes.
And I'm trying to work out a range where I can invite this guy down. His name is Andy Langlois. And long time ago, Andy was the guy that made the Rhodesian sling for Jeff Cooper.
Uh-huh.
And he would have conversations with Jeff Cooper about, yeah, well, I want this and I want that. So he is a scout master. And I have had taken a lot of good-natured ribbing since I put the first scout rifle video. So I need to go out and learn the ways of the scout. That's the next thing I think I'm going to tackle.
Interesting. It doesn't translate as easily as it seems, huh? It's got some technique to it.
Well, apparently. I mean, I don't find the 308 to be that damn, you know, it doesn't bang me around that much. So I shoot it like I do an AR, except I go back to the deer hunting stance. But we're running out of time before we do that.
I'm sorry, Bill.
Find writer, podcaster Rob Morse out there, Polite Society Podcast. Find him at Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, Slowfax WordPress Blog, Ammoland.com, and ClashDaily.com. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill.
All right. Coming up next, President and CEO of AR-500 Armor, David Reese. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I think my pops wanted to talk to all the wisdom he shared.
Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X three ways: live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.